Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday team workshop call, and we are excited to be on this call with you. I mean, NECN's amazing, network marketing is amazing, getting together as a group and, you know, helping support each other, encourage each other. So we were just talking about, there was just last weekend in Las Vegas, Eric Worre had top women in network marketing, like unstoppable mompreneurs. And I'm just going to one little tiny piece right this minute. There was one gal up on the stage, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't have her name. But I'm pretty sure she was in the seven-figure earning list. But anyway, when she first got started in network marketing, she didn't do anything at all. In fact, not for 4 years. And so she said, you know, that'll give you hope if you've got people on your team like that. I think it was her first son was born with some severe eczema. I mean, really, really, really bad. And they went to all these different doctors, and they were like $100,000 in debt. And this was about 4 years later. And by that time, she'd had several other children, and they were going to have to declare bankruptcy and lose their house. And she said to her husband, so she had, I think her oldest was like three or four by that time, four, and then she had like a three-year-old, and then she just had a brand-new baby. And she said to her husband, if you will take care of the kids in the evening, I will go out and I'll do this network marketing business, and I'll get us out of debt. And she got him out of debt in 11 months. And that was a phenomenal story. But anyway, these gals, you know, they just share their background, many of them hardships, divorces, you know, single moms, all kinds of things that could keep you from earning money. And yet they have gone forward to be very successful in network marketing. So it's very, very inspirational. And it was very, you know, how Eric Worre's GoPro book has the seven steps. And so several of them would each speak specifically on one of the steps, like on how to invite, and they'd share how they do it. And so it's very, very how to do it, you know, very content rich on exactly the tips on how to do it. So Ruth and I are going to be setting something up to Ruth Lowe and to share that with you. So let's go ahead and get started with the main part of today because I've got lots of stuff to share. First, we're going to talk about our homework from last week, well, from last 2 weeks ago, and then the things that we're going to talk about today are promoting events, which is step 7 in Eric Worre's GoPro book, and kind of the rhythm of the business, which I'm going to share some tips from Alejandra Nava in Mexico, who is really developing her team. We're going to talk a little bit about entrepreneur clubs because, you know, that fits right into it. And NECN's going to have a new product launch in April 4th to 30th. And then just a little bit about retail sales. And then our action items for the end of the call. So homework was three items, you know, who texted or called or in person invited 10 people to meet with you last week? So who did that? Who would like to share? And, Jack, let's see. I think so far everybody's line's open, so you could just say somebody must have.
Well, who came close?
Who came close? Who invited 10 people either to, you know, to meet with you, to an in-home, to get on a conference call? Okay, well, that's our homework for this coming week.
Who's going to
do it? Oh, I think I saw.
Okay, it's Pam.
Hey, Pam, good morning.
I don't know that this will count, but I sent out with personal notes 80 invitations to Dave's event on March 25th. So I don't know, that doesn't qualify for this week, but but anyway,
that is fantastic. Thank you, and yes, your event's coming up. wow, it's coming up fast now. Let's see. March, what date?
March 25th. So was that 2 weeks?
And Tina's is coming up.
Yeah.
One March 18th.
Yeah, March 18th. Yep, March 18th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing the same. I think I yesterday sent out 300 invitations and somewhere around there. And the meetup, I set up a meetup for it. So I don't know if you're thinking about that, but that's been interesting. Meetups and Eventbrite. Eventbrite, and I've actually gotten a couple people signed up through Eventbrite. So it's pretty just another way to get the information out there.
That is great.
How
do you do that? Is that like eventbrite.com or?
I believe it is, eventbrite.com. I have to say I saw that, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name all of a sudden. Bernadette McBurney did it for her. So if you see her flyer on the Launch Partners website, I mean on Facebook page.
Yeah.
I noticed this bit.ly link, and so I clicked on it, and it took me to her Eventbrite page. And it's almost identical to the flyer, just a little bit more information, like your map will be on it, different things. And so I basically recreated hers that made it mine and put it out there. So I believe it is Eventbrite.com.
Wow.
It's a free service, and I'm not even sure how people – saw my flyer, but these are people I've never met, so I'm excited.
Wow.
That is exciting. Yeah, the more that we can learn about online ways to promote, wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
I want to add to that, Tina. So Bernadette has used Eventbrite for many years for all of her events. I get it through volunteer work that we do at school, so a lot of organizations use it, and so it tracks it. It sends them a reminder. So it's, and I believe it's all free. So, yeah, awesome.
The other thing Bernadette talked about is if you're at a hotel or something, you're going to have to pay for it, and people can prepay. It's a ticket thing. So, you know, by the time when they come to the event, they're all set. They can just walk in. I mean, she said it really
reduces
stuff.
Streamlines it instead of having to pay when they get there. I mean, you can still have a table at the front where people, you know, sign in and get their name badges and pay if they haven't yet. But she said it just, I remember that. It really speeds it up because if they're prepaid, they just get their name badge and go right in.
Cool.
Yeah, the more we learn about these ways to reach out and invite more people and streamline things. That's great. Okay, so the second part of our homework was for us all to get started on an entrepreneur club in March, either as an A or B. So who has started one? Who would like to share if they have started one?
And it won't get done, guys, unless we start it.
Right? I know, we got to do it, but we're all going to encourage each other.
Okay, so I printed the form and have two names on it, but still haven't connected with them yet because we keep missing each other.
Well,
so I figured you have to start it no matter what, right? So you just got to print the form and...
everybody, you know, print out the form. Make sure you're real familiar with every part of it. And just by printing it out, there it is. And, you know, and it's fine to do prep work before, you know, you want to get into action, inviting and talking to people before you actually start it. We don't have to send the paperwork in now to Niken to say that we're going to start it. We can wait till we actually start getting the orders coming in and then have our 30 days. So everybody, let's do that. Let's make that part of our, our goal for this coming week is to, make sure we have those printed out and get started on one. And then number three is always to invite people onto this call. And so did somebody invite a person onto the call today? I think everybody's line's open, so you can just say, yes, I invited someone.
Okay, well, that's another
Sorry,
great
but
it, goal.
But so I want to encourage people, not just for this call, which is great, but all the Zoom calls that are happening with people at their world tours. The minute you get something, if you just send it out there or even posting it Facebook, because people are going on calls that I totally wouldn't even think that, that they would be on. So it's great to invite them to this call, but there's a lot of things going on every week. And if you can invite them to the Zoom calls, those would also be helpful.
Absolutely. And
this is Lois.
Hi, Lois.
Hi. I was going to say, where do we find the list of all the calls each for each week? I mean, the numbers. Is there a place?
That is a good question. I don't think that there's any a coordinated place.
Well, what about, are you talking about the event flyers for the world
Tour? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not just that, but just calls, period, like. This call, and then Dave has a call.
So Dave's morning revs, is like, there should be a.
I know, we're all excited here. All right, so I know there's so many, you know, there's still that whole list that Ben Woodward kind of got going, and I think that is on the RoyalAlliance.com. But the ones that Jack and I primarily get on, Dave Johnson has Monday, Wednesday, and then Jack hosts the one on Friday morning, the morning rev. And then I always get on, Ben Woodward has, Jack does too, a leadership call on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific that is excellent. Then, you know, there's these various Zoom events, which we just get emails for. I can make sure to as we get them, to forward them to you. But, like, the one that was just in Irvine on March 8th, there was a Zoom for that. And so, I don't think there's any coordinated list. But I can send out a list to you guys of the ones that we get on.
Well, I can put it on our 100 Millionaires Working Again website.
Oh, great. That would be a great spot for us to have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on there.
Yeah.
So, Lois, the other thing I look at is if you go to the Facebook page of the launch partners, all the things are posted over there. And so I just scan it to see if there's somebody in particular I want to listen to that reflect, you know, if, like, I don't know, if Molly Simpson's talking and I wanted somebody that was in the, you know, Southeast Coast, I'd be like, oh, you know, she's in my area. Why don't we listen to her? Or if Mike DiMuccio is speaking on a particular, or like when Ben spoke this week, past week on Tuesday and Wednesday, I invited some people to go listen to that because it's only 20, 30 minutes for his portion of it. And because he zoomed in, he's very clear. It's right on the computer. It's crystal clear. And it says if he was right in your own living room. So that was really nice.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a list on the 100 Millionaires. It's under, it says calls.
Okay.
So we can put it under there. Okay. And Ruth, do you know if the one in Irvine on March 8th, do you know, did that get recorded? I would imagine.
It did get recorded, but Gary is on vacation in an area where he doesn't have internet, so he will be back in a few days, and when he gets back, he will post it.
Oh, good, because...
as soon as we know, I will email it to you so you can get that to the group.
Oh, good. We had it on our schedule, and I don't know how we missed it, but we totally missed it.
We had a good size room. That we probably had about close to 20. We had quite a few guests, maybe about 9, and so half of it almost was guests. And then online through Zoom, we had about 20. At one point, there were 30. And for the East Coast people, that was late. We didn't end till 9 o'clock our time, which is midnight. Thank you, Pam, and all the others that stayed up late to watch us. We were so appreciative.
Well, I will tell you, it was fabulous. I mean, absolutely fabulous. So I hope that one came through so much better than the Tuesday night one. So for those of you all that didn't catch it or didn't stay up, make a point to take time to watch it. You know, Ruth knows she did a great job on the mompreneur stuff. So it was all very good. It clicked better on Wednesday. Thank you, Ruth. It was great.
No worries. Thank you for being there.
Go find that one.
Well, it's not posted yet because Gary left from there to go on vacation, and where he's at, he said there was the internet was very bad. So he's in the desert somewhere. So when he gets back, which I think should be in a few days, then he will post it and let us know, and then I will forward it to Jack and Karen.
Okay, wonderful.
Super. Thank you. Thank you. And that, of course, goes right into our first topic today, you know, promoting events. And we promote all events, you know, that's what we do, just like what we've been talking about. You know, we invite onto the Zooms, we invite to our in-homes, to our local events, to the online events. That, of course, then, you know, we build into our bigger events, which can be our monthly, our active wellness launch tour event, and then build into bigger quarterly events. And then, of course, that all builds towards our conventions, like the one that's coming up in Orlando and then in April, and then the one that will come up in San Antonio in October. And so like today is March 11th, and Orlando is April 27th, so that gives us 47 days. And, you know, if people are going to fly, you probably want to give them at least a couple weeks to get their tickets. So that gives us 33 days to just really, you know, go, invite like crazy and promote. And so, you know, just be really clear on your goals, how many people that you'd like to have there, how many legs you'd like to have there, what new ranks you'd like to have there to be recognized, maybe for you or for people on your team. Maybe the number of guests that you would like to have there, and, you know, maybe have a chart so that you can have, you know, how many am I going to invite per day or per week so that you can mark it off and keep track of who's registered, you know, your invite list, and then who on your list is registered and who is still thinking about it, and maybe schedule three-way calls to talk to them. And our goal is to have 50 of our team there.
Plus.
50 plus, of course, yeah, and six legs. And then I was just thinking something this morning is we would like to have, talking about new ranks being there, I mean, we would love to all of you guys that are working towards being Team Kaizen and going to Japan, it would just be awesome to have, you know, a new executive there or a new silver there. And so I'm going to make a chart for that and so that'll help us to focus and give attention to helping to make that happen. I noticed that Southwest Airlines is having a sale again, and so, you know, if you don't have your airfare yet, that might be one that you might want to check on. And when we invite people to events, you always want to be thinking about the benefits. I mean, what's in it for them? I mean, why are they going to want to come? And some of the benefits, you can print out the, where did I find it? I think it's just right on in NECAN, right under the NECAN Independent Consultant Success Summit in Orlando. It just has things like learn how to market NECAN online. You know, that's going to be a benefit. See how to use social media as an ally in your business. Be coached on business building strategies. Learn to acquire customers by some of NECAN's top retailers. Be motivated and motivating. And some of the big benefits are that it's in Florida. It's right by Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, Cocoa Beach, Kennedy Space Center. So, you know, families could come and attend, you know, do those things. And it can be a tax write-off. Because mom or dad is going to be, or at least part of it could be a tax write-off because mom and dad are going to, you know, a business convention. And another benefit is when you register, your ticket gets you a free human being more training. That's going to be on Sunday. And you can bring guests for free. And so, you know, that can be a benefit when you're inviting guess is they could come to the humans being more. So that just gives you some ideas of benefits that you can share when you're inviting.
You can't bring guests to the event, but you can...
To the humans being more.
Yeah.
Right, not to the event. Perfect. Everybody has to have a ticket to come to the event. It's a per-person ticket. But the humans being more is free for you when you're registered to go to the event, and you can bring guests. So does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
I think everybody's still open, so you can just speak.
Or raise your hand with 5-star. It helps.
This is Ruth. I just want to add that Orlando is one of the easier events to invite people because it's Orlando, and also because flights into Orlando are pretty reasonable because it's Orlando, and I think that's one of the reasons why we have it there. The location of the hotel, for those of you who have not been there, is actually quite convenient to go to Disney World. It's probably about, 10 miles at max, and the hotel is right off a highway, so it's easy access. It is a great, for many years, I brought my daughter Rachel when she was little because she happened to be off at the same time and I couldn't leave her home. So she actually came to the event with me, sat in the back table, and then the way I rewarded her, because she was so well behaved, was I just had her, we left at 6 o'clock on like Saturday night and went to Disney World and played until midnight and watched the, fireworks and things like that. So it's really a great, I even have heard a few people that are going earlier so they can go to Disney World or Universal. There's just so much to do in Orlando. So that is the easier place, I think, to invite. It's kind of difficult to get people to go to Salt Lake City in January unless you're a skier, right? Or in San Antonio in October. I'm sorry. So just Orlando is one of the easier places to invite. I would put it out there and just say, yeah. Thinking about going, you can write off part of your trip because your ticket would be a write-off, your hotel would be a write-off. So what if your family is staying at the hotel? It doesn't matter. So I think it's an easier event to get people to, easier to open the door, open into that conversation.
And it's a great time of year. The weather's wonderful. It is just like...
And the park is not crowded. It's really easy. You just get on your rides and go. It's really easy.
Yeah. Really, really, it's great. It's an international event. There'll be people there from other countries. All the reasons we always talk about. I mean, the big vision, meeting people, building those relationships. So, yes, thanks, Ruth. Thanks for that.
I'm not sure if everybody's aware, I'm so sorry, is that they have switched the humans being more, instead of it being on Thursday before the event, it is now on Sunday. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. So don't leave too early. It'd be best if you could leave either Sunday night or Monday.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're staying at the hotel, they do have a discount, and you can discount, and it's longer than just for the event. It's a little bit, I think it starts a little bit before, so that if you do want to come early and, do all those fun things that you can do in Orlando, that you can still get a discount on the hotel room. So that's pretty cool. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is our rhythm of the business. And Ben really talked about that a lot on the Tuesday leadership call that he just did this last Tuesday on March 7th. And, how we have our daily and our weekly and our monthly and our quarterly and our annual or our biannual and how, that's our rhythm. And he talked a lot about... Alejandra Nava in Mexico. He was just down there in Mexico. They had a great big huge event down there. And how one of the things that she does with her team is she sets up a 90-day schedule for her area. She sits down with her leaders and cross-line leaders also to plan out the 90 days. And, our next 90 days here, our next quarter is coming right up, April, May, and June. And I think, that would be something all of us would be good for us to do. She said, meeting with her leaders, she meets with her leaders on a regular basis, and they do this planning because it helps them to build relationships with each other, to have, the synergy between them. And then they meet with the cross lines in the area to make sure that they have a good event schedule, from your weekly events to your monthly events to some getting started training. I mean, so everything is all in place for the next 90 days because that's what we do. We invite people to events and we move people from one event to the next event. And she said that's always part of her events is promoting the next event and, again, the benefits. It's always the benefits. You just don't say there's going to be a meeting next Tuesday at the da-da-da-da-da. we talk about, you know, what they're going to learn. I mean, why they might want to be there, why they're going to want to bring people to be there with them. It's always the benefits to get people to come. And then our next subject is entrepreneur clubs, because, again, that kind of rolls right into, as we're doing entrepreneur clubs, we're going to be wanting to do events to invite the people to. And there is an upcoming, maybe you guys saw it, I just got an email. We got an email a couple of days ago. Nikan's going to have a product launch April 4th through the 30th. And what's my notes for that? Let's see. It's going to be on, they call it weight management, I think. Where is it in my pile? Here it is. Okay. Everyday organic-based weight management program with five key products. Some of the products will be new, while others will be recently improved. This revolutionary organic-based approach sets us apart from other weight management programs. Anyway, you can read all the details on it. But, you know, that's going to be a great thing. They're wanting us to sign up, all of us to sign up. You email Pat Elkins at Nikan, pate@nikan.com, to get more details and to be a host for the launch. And so, yeah, if anybody on this call that's attracted to that, let's all do it. I mean, I think it sounds awesome, because, again, that could be part of your entrepreneur club, inviting people to the event or events. Maybe there'd be multiple events. I mean, looks like we've got the whole month. Plus, that's going to be, and maybe, Ruslo, maybe you know more about this, it's going to be the promotion, you know, how Nikan is going to have quarterly promotions where you can get the cash prizes, and the top two will be Team Kaizen, will be, you know, become the top two Team Kaizen members. So, Ruth, do you know more about that?
Just that is correct. There will be an incentive for April, May, and June. It will be absolutely tied to this five-piece program that they're rolling out for weight management. And I don't know the details of it. They probably won't share that for us until the call that we have at the end of this month. but I would, knowing that it's five components that has to do with nutritional, and I will confirm that one of them is absolutely the KVB. And so what I would highly recommend is get KVB to as many people as you can, start getting used to talking about it, because it's part of the program. And I think that's probably the biggest part of the program. And if you got the biggest part and then you add in things, it's going to be that much easier to tell people, well, this is all part of it. And if you've got the biggest part covered and they love it, then everything else is simple. So, yeah, it's a five-piece program. It's all nutritionals. It does include the KVB. And it's going to be part, you're right, it's the top two, whatever incentive they roll out, the top two people during those 3 months will be Team Kaizen.
Woohoo! So, yeah, that's exciting. And so on this email that we got, it says to contact Pat Elkins at...
We can't hear you, Karen. Is everybody else on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm still here. I'm here.
Where'd they go? That's so funny.
Ruth, I can't wait to hear all about your event the other night. Oh, I meant to text you, and I've been thinking about it. So it went great?
It did. The energy was really great. Angela was there. She had a bunch of guests there, and people were really sweet. And she had two or three of her office people there, so that was really nice. And then the acupuncturist and some clients there. It was great. It was just late. You know, we didn't start till 7, didn't end till 9, and I feel really bad for the East Coast people. But it was energy was really good. Yeah.
Cool. Are there any what's one of your takeaways from it? Whether something
the host has joined the conference.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
There we go.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Jack, Karen?
We're back. Woohoo.
Okay. We're all here waiting for you.
Thank you guys. Okay, well, let's see. I was talking away here about, so Entrepreneur Club is all about developing three new first level
executives, which is 1,500 points. And Ben Woodward has shared several times about, you know, getting into conversations with people about helping them to find their customers so that when they come on board, they're an executive right away. We can talk some more about this maybe next week. But Dave Johnson, I've heard him a couple times. He's come up with a great idea. So, you know, what do you do if you, one of your, okay, so you've got a person, they want to build a business, and they, you know, they want to go executive and on to silver, and they want to get a wellness home, or they want to get a sleep system, or they want to get a waterfall. You know, if they order it retail, I mean wholesale, it's not going to count, and they can't order it retail because we can't do that. So Dave came up with this awesome idea is to go to your friends, your relatives, like say you wanted to get a sleep system. That's the example Dave, I've heard Dave use. And, you know, you share with them about why they might want to get a sleep system and that you will guarantee it. If they order the sleep system and they try it for a week, if they don't like it, you will write them a check. So now they register as a customer. It's a customer ID. They order the sleep system. They have it. And if they love it, great. You've sold one, so then do it again with somebody else. But if they don't, then you buy it from them. So now you have it, but it was a customer order, so it counts for going to executive. The same thing with any of the big products like a waterfall or something. So it helps you sell more products, have more customers, but it could get your volume, the person's volume for helping them to go executive. So that's something maybe we can talk more about too. As, you know, maybe next week we can talk about some more. And let's talk about retail sales because I know some of you have gotten letters from NECAN. And so as consultants, when we place a wholesale order, it doesn't count for rank advancement or to qualify. And if we place it retail in our own name, that's not allowed. There's two ways. If it's retail, in the two things that trigger the computer is retail in your own ID number and to your own address. And so you actually can have, like, you know, if you have three or four people that live near you or, like, at your office where you work and they want to get some products, but they don't want to all pay, you know, separate shipping charges. I mean, you could have an order in your retail in your own ID to your own address, but you need to have the receipts to the people, the end users, and have them sign them. So that will, you know, that then when you get audited by NECAN, you just send them those. You send them the order plus the signed receipts. And the other thing is you could have
copies of them.
Copies, yes. Just send the copies so you still have proof. And the other thing is if you have somebody else at your home, like another relative, an adult child, a mother, a father, a cousin, a nephew, somebody, it can be your home address. It can be a customer's name and ID and your home address. And you might be audited on that. You might not. But, again, have the order with the signed, you know, the signed receipt. So if you get audited, that you send that in. So hopefully that helps solve issues for you guys, because I know some of you have gotten letters. And if you have more questions, just call us so that we can talk about it, because we're already over time on this call. But does anybody have any last comments or a quick question that you'd like? You guys are totally awesome.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks. Woo-hoo. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Thank you.